says, "Hamoich shtachoyv lechaveiro." If I sell a shtachoyv to somebody else, in other words, Reuven owes me $100, and I have a shtachoyv that Reuven owes me the money, and I go and sell the shtar now to Shimon. So the locher is v'chayzo machloi, and now me, the malva, is moichel the shtachoyv, telling Reuven, you don't have to pay it to Shimon. Machol, he has the right to be Machol. V'yafilu Yerush Mech, even though Yerush could be Machol. So therefore, it's no good for Kedushin, because you're not Vati giving her money, since you could be Machol the money. Tamar Risle de Shmuel, Amar Lesle de Shmuel. Here, Biboy Yisemech Uliyam Yisle de Shmuel, Bochim Yishchim Mefugim, Masav Isha Son Chadaita, and Isha Yisemech Dasan Eshkachoyim. Meim Ramesh will say, Leshavak Lila Dedeo Yom Machol Lechrini. For sure, my husband won't be Machol this money for somebody else. But Masav no, we should not Muslim Gadaita be Milyeh. That's the Machloikis by Milva Tishtar. Milva Alper, that we'll see tomorrow what the Machloikis is by Milva Alper. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Memches Amar Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, that we said a Machloikis by Milva Bishtar, and Milva Balper is Vikim Mekadosh or not. So first we're Masbo, what's the Shaila by Milva Bishtar? So Gemara says, the Shaila really is, if you could sell a Shtar Choy Venat, can you sell it? That's what we have with Shaila and Shmuel. Last Gemara wants to say on the top of the Yomid was, some Achloikis in Shmuel's Halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, the Shmuel says, HaMoich HaShtar Choy V'Chaveroi. If you sell your Shtar Choy to somebody else, V'Chozar O'Mochloi, and the original Malva is Moichol, the Shibud, so Locher is Mochol. He has a right to be moichel, that even though he sold it to somebody else, the loiva does not have to pay him up. And v'afilu yorish, even if the yorish of the malva is moichel, he also has a right to be moichel. Tosfos learns the pshat is because mechira shtaros is only midirabbanan and it's not midiraisa, therefore you could be moichel. So therefore, demar is lady Shmuel, one holds from Shmuel, therefore she's ainu mekadeshes. Because if you sell her the shtar choiv, it's not a good kedushin. Because she's always afraid, maybe you'll be moichel, and she'll never collect the money. Omar less lady Shmuel, the one that says no, the gedushin is chal, does not hold like Shmuel, and therefore if you sell her the shtar choiv, you are giving her something l'shem kedushin. Therefore, the gedushin is chal. The boy is saying another teretz. I would tell you the kuliyal mislo de Shmuel. Could be everybody holds like Shmuel. That really, when you sell a shtar choiv, like here, the chosin right now is selling a shtar choiv. That means somebody owes the chosin money. And he has a shtar choiv that the person owes him the money. So he's selling, he's giving over this shtar choiv to his wife, l'shem kedushin. So it could be everybody holds like Shmuel. That if the chosin now wants to be moichel, to tell the person, you don't have to pay it to my wife, he has a right to. So what's the machloikis? V'ocho v'isha k'mifl git, a special machloikis for kedushin. Ma sovar, isha som chadaita. The one that says the chosin could marry his wife with the shtar choiv, he could sell her the shtar choiv, holds like this. That the Isha is Samech Das, she relies upon her husband. Because Meim Ormer, she's going to say it like this, that Lo Shovik Le Lididi, O Mochel Le Liachrini. Why should my husband be so mean to be Moichel the Chayiv, to say to the Loiva, you don't have to pay it up to me, and that she should lose out, and that the Loiva should gain this much, she's Samech Das on the husband, he won't do this. Therefore, for sure, she relies that when the husband sold her the shtar choiv for kedushin, she will be able to collect the money, and therefore she's mekadeshes. Umasav, the other one says no, isha nami leson chadait, even by an isha, still she's not samech das, because she's still afraid, since the chosin could be moichel the choiv, could stop the loiva, like he won't have to pay her up, so she's afraid she won't collect her money, therefore we say the kedushin is not chav. So this is the machloikis about if you mekadesh her with a milva bishtar. What about the milva ba'peh, the mais peligi? What's the machloikis? So Gemara says b'di rafuna. The machloikis is in rafuna's halacha. And here the case is again that somebody owes the chosin money. It was a milva ba'peh. They did not write it down in the shtar. It was just ba'peh. They spoke out that the chosin lent his friend money and his friend owes the money back to this chosin. And now the chosin tells his future wife, listen, somebody owes me $100. Those $100, I'm selling it to you, I'm giving it to you, l'shem kedushin, that you'll be able to collect the money, and that money I'm giving you l'shem kedushin. So it's the machloikis if that's good or not. What's the machloikis? The Gemara says, b'di Rav Huna. Omar Rav. V'atiyom Rav Huna Omar Rav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav, that if somebody has mona li biyotcha, this is the case of Maimit Shloshtan, where mona li biyotcha, That means you owe me $100. So the loiva says, the malva says to the loiva, listen, you have $100 of mine. Tenua lepleini. I want you, instead of giving it to me, give it to a third person, give it to somebody else. Like over here, the chosin is telling the loiva, listen, I lent you $100 yesterday. Now, instead of you giving it back to me, I want you to give it to my wife. I want you to give it to this third person. But my mitzloshton, if all three people are there, kona, there is such a kinyan called my mitzloshton. So if you hold of this kinyan, the kedushin is good. Because if the chosin says to his future wife, in front of the person that he lent them, that he gave the money to yesterday, that listen, I want you now, instead of to give the money back to me, I want you to have to give the money to my wife. So there's a kinyan. So it's considered like you gave it right now, the money over to your wife, therefore there's kedushin. So ma sovar, kiyom marav, one holds, when does Rav say this kinyan of my mishloshton? Hani mili, when do we say this? The pikodin. We only say this by a pikodin. Alvo milveloi. By pikodin means if I give you something of mine to watch, you're watching my chair. Then if I tell you, listen, this chair that you're watching of mine, instead of giving it back to me, I want you to give it to somebody else. That's a kinyan my mishloshton. But only by pikodin where the thing is here. But b'milve, he doesn't say it al b'milve loy. But by milve, since the money is not here, you gave him the money yesterday. He already spent the money. He only owes you the money. So by milve, that the money is not around, even though you tell that person, instead of giving me the money back, I want you to have to give it to a third person, that man Yom says nothing doing. There's no kinyan maimit shloshton by a milva. Therefore, she's Einu Mekadesha. She didn't give her anything. Umas sovar. But the one that says, no, the Kedushin is chal, umas sovar, loishna milva, loishna pikodin. There's no difference whether it was a milva or a pikodin. In both cases, we have the kinyan of maimit shloshton. Therefore, since she has said it in front of that person that you gave the money yesterday, that now, for now on, he should have to give the money back to your future wife. So the wife, the kala is kind of the money. It's called, you gave it to L'shem Kedushin, therefore she's Mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, Neim Mekatanoi. Let's say Rav's first halacha that he says, if you're Mekadesh B'milva, Einu Mekadeshes, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim still. There's a halacha like this. His kat sheli b'shtar. If he tells her, the chosin tells the kala, I want to marry you with a shtar. So Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Einu Mekadeshes, the Kedushin is no good. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, Mekadeshes, yes, it is good. The Chacham say, let's see, Shomen Esanir, let's evaluate how much the piece of paper is worth that the Shtar is written on. Im Yesh Bo Sheva Pruta Mekadeshes, if it's worth a Sheva Pruta, the Kedushin is good. V'yim Lav Einu Mekadeshes, but if the piece of paper is not worth a Sheva Pruta, then the Locher is Einu Mekadeshes. Now the question is, Hai Shtar Hechidomi, what are we talking about here? Where's the case of a Shtar? Like, you want to marry your wife with a shtar, so what's wrong? What's the machlokes? Like, the first mission in the Masechta said, you could marry your wife with a kinyan shtar. So what's the machlokes here? Hey, Chidomi, what's the case? Ilay mashtar choyv diacherim, if you want to tell me it's a shtar choyv diacherim, means somebody else owes you money, and you're giving it over now to your wife. L'shem kedushin. So then, kashad rameyad rameyah, testirin rameyah. Here, Rabbi Meir says, ain't the machlokes. And before we had by Ishtar Chayv Shel Acherim, she is Mekadeshes. It's called you're giving her something. If you give her Ishtar Chayv that somebody else owes you the money, and now you're selling and giving her over to your wife, L'shem Kedushin, Rabbi Meir before said she is Mekadeshes. So how come here he says, ain't Mekadeshes? Elo, so what do you have to say rather? V'Ishtar Chayv Dido. We're talking about that the man lent already this lady money last week, and she owes him the money. And now the chosn is telling her, listen, the money that I lent you last week, instead of you have to give it back to me, I'm letting you keep it, l'shem kedushin, which is called mekadesh b'milva. You're marrying her with this milva, the money that she owes you. Over mekadesh is b'milva kamiflagi. So maybe that's the machlok you say between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. If you can mekadesh your wife with a milva or not. So Rav Saloch was a machlok is hanoyim. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok. Hocha b'may askinin. You know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin shekidsho b'shtar she'ein olavedim. It's a new case here. None to do with a milva. You are marrying her with a shtar. You wrote out a nusach of a shtar, but you did not have edim sign on the shtar. And what's the machlokes then? Rabbi Meir le'taimer. Rabbi Meir goes according to his time. to Yomar Eide Chasim Mekasi. Rabbi Meir holds Eide Chasim Mekasi means that the Eidim make up the shtar. So if you want to marry your wife with a Kenyan shtar, you have to have Eidim in the shtar. If you don't have Eidim signed in the shtar is not called a good shtar. That's what Rabbi Meir says here in the Mekadeshes. And Rabbi Elezer, goes according to his time, we have in the Gemara Gittin. The Yomar, that Rabbi Elezer Shittur is, Eide Mesira Kasi. It's enough that Eidim were there, Vishashi, give over the shtar to your wife. You don't have to have Eidim signing in the shtar. It's enough that Eidim were there, watching a given over. So that's what Rabbi Elezer says, she is Mekadeshes. The Rabbonin, why do the Rabbonin say we have to evaluate to see how much the piece of paper is worth? Because I'll tell you, Rabbonin misafkaluhu. So Rabbonin have a doubt, they're not sure what the locher is. Ik Rabbi Meir that says you need Eidim signed in the shtar, therefore the shtar is no good. Ik Rabbi Elezer, or no, maybe the locher is like Rabbi Elezer, so the shtar would be good. So they have a doubt that the shtar is good. But, Hilkach, therefore they tell us, Shomen Esanir. There's another way you could marry your wife with this piece of paper. Even if the piece of paper is posel as a shtar, it doesn't have to weigh them, but they hold though you give it to her l'shem kesef also. She has das on the kesef, the value of the shtar. Therefore the Rabbanan say, Hilkach, Shomen Esanir, let's evaluate the piece of paper. Im yesh by Shabbat Pruta, Mekadeshes. If it's worth a Shabbat Pruta, then she's Mekadeshes. V'yim lav, ain't Mekadeshes. But if it's not worth a Shabbat Pruta, then we say she's ain't Mekadeshes. So that's the machlokes here. Nothing to do with Mekadesh v'milva, but rather it's Mekadesh with a shtar, shein by Eidim. V'yiboy yisem, another parrot is like this. K'goin she'kosvu shalei l'shmo. I tell you, when the chosen had the shtar written up, he had it written up shalei l'shmo. The sefer that wrote it did not write it l'shem, him and his wife. Over the Rash Lakish Kamiflagi. And the Machlokes is in Rash Lakish is halacha. The boy Rash Lakish, Rash Lakish really gets this for question. Shtar Erison. This shtar, if you want to marry your wife with the shtar, Shekos v'shler l'shmo. It was not written for this chosin and this kala. It was written for somebody else with the same name. And now you want to go and use it. Ma, what's the halacha? One way is, Havayi l'tziya makshinan. We should learn out Kedushin from Gerushin. If so, we know by Gershon, the Pasuk says, the Kosav Lo Lishmo, you have to write the Get Lishmo. So therefore, Ma Yitziya Bini Lishmo, just like by Gershon, you have to write the Get Lishmo, Lishem, this man and this wife. Af Havaya Nami Bini Lishmo, the same way when you want to be Mekadish, your wife, with a star, Kedushin, the star has to be written Lishmo. Oy Dilma, maybe no. I tell you, Havayis Ladodi Makshinan. Let's learn out this way of Kedushin of Shtar from a way of Kedushin with Kesef. He'll say like this, Ma Havayi de Kesef. Just like when you marry your wife with a Kenyan Kesef, with money, Loibina Lishmo. You don't have to make the money Lishmo, Lishem Kedushin. Any money you have, you could give it to your wife. The money does not have to be made Lishmo. So maybe Af Havayi de Shtar, the same way when you marry your wife, with a star kedushin, loy bina l'shmo, you do not have to have l'shmo. So that was Rash Lakish's sofik. But there we said, Bosa the boy, after Rash Lakish asked the question, Hoda Poshta, he himself came and gave an answer. And he said like this, the Pasuk says, V'yotza v'hoysa. She goes out with a get and then she gets married again. So from here we have the famous Hekish, that we say, Makish Havayi L'tziya. We learn out kedushin from Gerushin. So Rash Lakish said true, that if the shtar kedushin was written shalei l'shmo, the shtar is no good. But I tell you over here, maybe that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elezer. That Mar Isle the Rash Lakish, Rabbi Meir that says the shtar kedushin is no good, we're talking about the shtar was not written l'shmo. So Rabbi Meir holds like Rash Lakish is svara, that it has to be written l'shmo. We learn our kedushin from Gerushin, therefore the locher is einu mekadeshes. Uma, I tell you, Rabbi Elezer, let's play the Rash Lakish. He also know you learn out kedushin from kesef. It does not have to be done l'shmo. So it has nothing to do b'kitzur with Rav Zalok of Mekadesh B'milva. The boy is saying another teretz. I can tell you that the Kula Yama, really everybody holds Islu the Rash Lakish. Everybody could agree to Rash Lakish that a shtar kedushin has to be written l'shmo, and that's not the case here. Here the case was it was written l'shmo. So what's the question if you could use the shtar or not? For hocha b'mayaskinon shekosvu lishmo v'shalemi daiter. True, the chosin went to the sefer and told the sefer, listen, I want you to write the shtar kedushin for my wife. this is my name, this is my wife's name, I want you to write the shtar for both of us. So the Sofer wrote it l'shmo for these two people. But Yosef Chosin did not notify his wife when he went to have the shtar written up. The kitzur, the shtar was not written midaita from the das of the isha. True, later when he gives it over to her, of course she accepts it and she says yes. But the question is, though, b'shas the Sofer wrote the shtar kedushin, she did not know about it. So that's the question. Do you need her das or not b'shas the ksivas of the shtar kedushin? So what's the machlokes tolian? Over plukta the ravo ravina of Rav Popo for Rav Sharbi of Kemifulgi. So in this machlokes, the itma we learned like this. Kosvu lishmo v'shloimi daito. A shtar kedushin was written lishmo. The chosin went to the Sofer, told the Sofer, this is my name, this is my wife, my future wife, write up a shtar for both of us. And but shloimi daito, but he did not tell his wife about it. She did not know. She does not know he's having the shtar written up. So it says that Rava Ravina Amri Mekadeshes. They both say still the shtar was good. But Rav Papa, Rav Sharbi Amri, they both say no, ain't no Mekadeshes. The Kedushin is no good. So Neima, let's say Kani Tanoi. That it's totally in this Machloik is Tanoi. That we'll soon see. But this is Nugzachi. Lem Kani Tanoi. So the Machloik we had before was, so we had this Machloik is enough test we had. And the more they said, the Mashaila was, that one says you learn out Havaya Liyitziya, that just like by Kedushin, Loi Bin and Ksiva Midaito, when the husband writes a get, he does not have to have Hadas about it. So Kedushin also, he does not have to have Hadas. And the other one says, no, Enam Kedesh, so we say, just like by Gerushin, who is Das, do you need? The husband. Because he's the one that's B-Makne, he's like getting rid of his wife. So therefore by Kedushin, that the wife is the Makna, she's like being Makna, she's giving herself over to a husband, you do need her das. So that was the Machlokes by Ishtar Kedushin, do we need her das or not? So we say, since she is the Makna, she's giving herself over to the husband, we need her das. Just like by Gershon, you need the das Makna of the husband, or else no, just like by Gershon, we don't need her das at all, here also we don't need a das. So the kids said, that's the Machlokes from Mei and Reb Leza, nothing to do with Mekadesh B'Milva. Now the Gemara still says, though, Nei Makani Tanoi. No, but still, let's say, Rav Halochem, if you could marry your wife with a milva, it's still a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. Also Li Shiroyim. If this lady tells the man, please make me some jewelry. Also Li Shiroyim. Make me a bracelet. Nizomim, nose ring. V'tabas, and rings. V'yakadesh ani lecho. And I'll marry you with it. In other words, she gives him the metal to make it, and after he gets finished making it, she tells him, listen, that when you give it back to me, I'll be married to you with it. You can give it to me, l'shem kedushin. So it says, kivan shoson, as soon as the chosin, the man, made this jewelry, and he gave it over to her, mekudeshes, it's good, l'shem kedushin. Even though it was her gold, her silver, but when he made it and gave it over to her, that's called, he gave her kesef kedushin. We'll soon see why. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's shita. The Chacham Moim Nechom say, "Ain't no Mekadeshes." No, the Kedushin is no good. Achi Yegiya Momen LeYoda. Until you have to give her money, she has to receive money L'Shem Kedushin. This is no good. So Mor says, "Hi Momen Hechidami, what money do you have to give over?" Elaim, if you're telling me, I say Momen, that's the silver that she gave you to make. You have to give her back that silver. In other words, the jewelry itself. Fred Gemara, if you didn't give her that. So Mechlal the Tanakama Saba Filu Waisa Mamen Amiloi. How could the Tanakama say Yemukadeshes if you did not even give her back the ring, if you didn't even give her back the jewelry? So that can't be the Machlokes. Elo Avada, we're talking about you gave her back the silver that she gave you. Now then she gave you silver to make into a bracelet, and you gave her back the bracelet. Now the silver Machlokes though, whether that's good L'Shem Kedushin, or do you have to give her other money? So what's the Machlokes? Ella, b'may by mekatshel. If you don't give her back the jewelry, so how could you say you mekadeshes to her? You didn't give her anything. Ella, la, isn't it for sure b'momen achar? That of course we're talking about even after you give her back the jewelry, one man the Yomer says that's no good. The shem kedushin, you still have to give her money. Just giving her back the jewelry is not enough. So what's the machlokes? The tanakam michlal, the tanakam is sober. In other words, like this. When he started to work, so when he finished working, the pshat is she owes him the money. Like, true, she gave him silver to make into a bracelet. But after he got finished making the bracelet, she owes him the money. So it's like a milva that she owes him money. And now he tells her, listen, with the money that you owe me, keep it l'shem kedushin. So that's the machlokes, if that is good or not. So the kids, you see, it's the machlokes hanoyim here, if you can mekadish with a milva or not. Ushmamin, mekadish b'milva k'miflagi. So Mara says no. No, and like this pshat, for Savri, the Kuliyam, everybody would agree, Yeshna l'schiris mitchil l'viyatsoif, that everybody agrees that as soon as you start to work, she has to pay you for every little bit of work that you did. So the kid says, as you went along with the work, she owes you the money, and therefore, when you mekadosh her at the end, it's with a milva. They have a milva. Since she doesn't pay you every pruta, it's considered that she owes you the money. So at the end, it's a milva, she owes you the money. So, my love isn't it, b'hok k'miflagi, this is the machloikis. The ma'asob ha'makadosh b'milva mekadeshes, the one that says the kedushin is good holds, even though that she was supposed to pay him the money right away, and since she did not pay him the money, it's a milva. Still at the end, he could tell her, listen, keep all the money you own, keep it l'shem kedushin. So you see, you can mekadosh b'milva. Well, ma'asob, but the one that says ain't the mekadeshes holds, ha'makadosh b'milva, ain't the mekadeshes, no, you can't be mekadosh b'milva. So again, l'chur rav's halach is a machlokes hanoyim. So Mara says, Loi, no, that's not the machlokes over here. I'll tell you really the kuli yalma mekadosh b'milva ain't mekadoshes. Everybody holds, if you're mekadosh with a milva, the money that she owes you from before ain't mekadoshes. Since you're not giving her anything right now, l'shem kedushin, you're not giving over anything, the kedushin is no good. For hocho, not the machlokes over here is, for hocho, I'll tell you, b'yeshno l'schiras metchil l'viatsoif. Here the machlokes is, if you hold yeshna l'schiras, metchil l'viatsoif k'miflagi. The question is, when does she really have to pay you the money? In other words, is it considered a milva or not? When you take a job and you make the jewelry, the silver, into jewelry, so you're working on it. So the shaila is, when does she have to pay you the money? Does she have to pay you for every little bit of work you do, she owes you the money? That's one svara. Or else, no, she first has to pay you the money at the end. When you finish the whole job, that's when she first has to really pay you the money. So it comes out that when you finish the job, by you giving it to her, you're giving her this bracelet now, l'shem kedushin. That's the machlokes. The yeshna l'schiras metchilu v'yatsov k'miflagi. The what masa of a one hold.